Hello, thanks for calling the Devil Prevere Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask for the name of the person I'm speaking with?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Depot Provera lawsuit. Her name is Marquesha Babers, and her phone number is 323-985-1351. Can I repeat her number, or I can transfer?
You can go ahead and transfer.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, of course. Hello, is it Marquesha?
Yes, Marquesha.
Marquesha, how you doing today? My name is Harold.
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. I can't complain getting into the new year, so, you know, made it another year,
Absolutely.
I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. Now, I do want to ask you, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, I was. I was. I'm in remission currently, but I was diagnosed with meningioma.
I'm sorry to hear that. And congratulations on being in remission.
Thank you kindly.
Of course. Was it meningioma of the brain or meningioma of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain. And did you take Depo-Provera?
Yes, I did. I took Depo-Provera from 2019 to 2022.
And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, I have not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Absolutely.
Okay. And are you willing, or do you want to see if you can meet the criteria to participate in a lawsuit?
Yes.
All righty. And now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
I was diagnosed with meningioma September 2022, September 9th.
And did you use the name brand Depo-Provera?
Yes, yes. I used the non-generic version from my family doctor.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah. And now can I ask you, how many shots did you get in a year?
I think altogether I got 14 shots.
14. Would you, can you confirm that you had at least four in 1 year?
Yeah, four shots a year.
Okay, four shots a year. Okay. And can I go ahead and get your date of birth?
April 6, 1995.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
You know, after what happened to me after I went through chemo and everything and therapy and everything, I convinced a bunch of my friends to go check and get tested and everything. So I'm not sure yet, but when the results come back, I'll know.
Okay. All right, and yeah, whenever that happens, just, you know, have them give us a call or you can give me a call and just let me know. And
okay,
then,
thank you.
Yeah, of course. And then could I have you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm technically non-binary, but my assigned gender at birth is female.
Okay. And then could I have you go ahead and spell out your first name for me?
M as in Mary, A as in Apple, R as in Roger, Q as in Quincy, U as in Umbrella, E as in Echo, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in Apple.
Thank you. And then for your last name?
B as in Boy, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, E as in Echo, R as in Roger, S as in Sam.
Thank you. And then what is the best email address for you?
It would be comeinmason at gmail.com.
And then the best phone number for you?
323-985-1351. 1351.
Perfect. Thank you. And then can I go ahead and get your property address?
Yes, it's 4252 Crenshaw Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 9008.
Perfect.
Apartment 334, I'm sorry.
No worries. Apartment 334.
Yes.
Thank you. And then who gave you the depo prepare shot? Was it a doctor, medical staff, or did you do it yourself?
No, a family doctor.
Family doctor. Okay. And then you said you had about 14 injections?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
And then your family doctor, what is the address for the family
doctor? The address of the family doctor is 203 East Cesar E. Chavez, Los Angeles, California, 90033.
Okay. Thank you. And then the doctor's name?
Dr. Edward Castro, MD.
And then what is the name of his... Is it his own hospital, or is it his own practice, or?
No, the hospital that I have been going to for a while is called, I'm sorry, I could never say this word properly, and my autism won't allow me to say it wrong. Hold on, let me try to say this. Adventist Health White Memorial. I'm so sorry.
No worries, no worries. Let me see. And now, is this where you're going now?
It's where I went for it's like the same hospital, but it's like the clinic side, so the address is a little bit different, but it's like an off branch of the same hospital, like my family doctor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So this address is 1720 East Travis Avenue. We can use that same address for your doctor.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Give me one second. And then, did you get a CT scan, or was it an MRI, or?
No, I got a CT scan, blood test, and biopsy. They took a small sample of the tumor from the back of my head.
Gotcha. Okay. And Dr. Castro, he did all of this stuff?
No, Dr. Castro is who administered my depo provera, where I started getting my treatments for my for that doctor's name was Fidel Santa Cruz.
And now, was that at
the
Adventist Health?
Yes, at Adventist Health.
Okay.
Health White Memorial. It was Fidel Santa Cruz, the neurologist on site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me one moment. But all your treatments and everything, they're all done here at the Adventist Health White.
Yes, absolutely.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. And then, have you had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, not before this.
Nothing like that. Okay. And then, did you have, what type of treatment did you receive? Did you receive chemo for it?
Yes, I received chemo therapy, radiation therapy, and I was given a bunch of medication.
And then, were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, I was.
And then what date were you hospitalized? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember the date specifically. Oh, that was such a hard time.
Mm-hmm. No, that was just, what's that, in 2022?
Yeah. Okay. I did like a little over a week, probably around like 11 or 12 days in the hospital, and then did the year, 12 months of outpatient.
And then do you have the medical records, or will the hospital have them?
The hospital would have them.
Hospital have them, okay. And now, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who do you want to put down as your emergency contact?
That would be Terrell Carter. So T-E-R-R-E-L-L.
Perfect.
Last name Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R.
And then for the phone number?
The phone number, it would be the same as this one. It's my fiance.
Okay.
So he'd have access to if anything happened to me. So it'd be 323-985-1351.
Okay. One second. Okay. And now the last thing we do need in order to go ahead and pull the medical records is the social. I can go ahead and take the full thing or the last four, whatever you feel more comfortable with.
Okay. Sure. So the social is 627-482397.
Alrighty, let me go ahead and verify this information, verify my spelling, verify my dates. So when I send this up to a law firm, everything is an easy process for you. I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line, and you do want to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay. And now you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain. That was in 2022, September of 2022. Your date of birth is 4/6/1995. You started using Depo 2019, stopped in 2022. You did use Depo Provera through 1992 and through the present date, so you started in 2019. You spell your name MARQUESHA, last name BABERS, your social 627-482-397. Your email address is cumminmason@gmail.com. Your phone number 323-985-1351. Your property address 4252 Crenshaw Boulevard, apartment 334, Los Angeles, California 90008. You were administered the Depo by Dr. Castro at the Vincent Health White Memorial, and you were diagnosed by Dr. Santa Cruz at the same hospital. You did have a CT scan. And then you had about 14 injections in a year. And then we have your fiance, Terrell, as emergency contact, 323-985-1351. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Let me get you over the DocuSign now. You should have just received a text message.
It's oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, let me just click on these. Open in Chrome browser.
Then let me send you a
set. Let me send you a set.
And so the law firm you're working with is Ben Martin.
Okay.
Oh, give me one second. And so, the law firm is Ben Martin. Like I said, they're located in Texas. And so I just sent you their information. It's the 214 number. And then my name is Harold King one more time. And so I'm located in Orange County, California. So I'm just kind of one county over from you. And so how it's going to work is they're going to call you using that 214 number. And then during that phone call, they're basically going to iron out all the details, anything, you know, you might have, they'll be able to answer it. And so then at that moment, everything goes well. They'll then be able to go ahead and, you know, call the hospitals and kind of start requesting those medical records for you.
Okay. Okay.
And then the 949 number that I texted you on, that's my direct line. So go ahead and save me in.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
Perfect.
I think I'm signed up. E-signed already.
Yep, I just got them back, so I'll be able to send them up to the law firm now. And then, like I said, they'll be able to give you a call in about 7 business days and basically, you know, verify everything and kind of get started for you, okay?
Okay. Okay, so about 10 business days, the law firm will call me.
Just about. And then if they haven't, okay, let me know. And then I can try to get you over there manually. I can try to transfer you over there if they haven't called you in that time frame, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course. You have a blessed rest of your day, and Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.